Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Hotman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Wright. Pitching for the California Angels, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Fregosi catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney misplays the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Alomar scores. Berry moves to third. It's 1-0, Angels. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Fregosi moves to second. It's 2-0, Angels. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fregosi scores. Cowan moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Angels. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Cowan moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Angels. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. There goes Melton. The throw from Torborg to second, and Melton is out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hotman hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox too. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cowan. McKinney reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Allen now pitching. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Ken Hotman. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt, who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a pop-up towards first. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The Angels will come to bat. Lloyd Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repo's now playing right field. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.